There is a basic, rudimentary fact in this thing that we call life that is pretty universal and true for everyone and every living thing on earth. And that is that once you are dead, you stay dead. The dead stay dead. That's just how things are. And so you'll see that because of this fact, actually pop culture and entertainment like to play off of this. You'll have movies, and right now one of the big genres in movies is zombie films or things like that, where all of a sudden the dead become living again, but they're not very nice dead people. You get things like that. Even going back a long time ago, you had characters like Sherlock Holmes in his novels, and when Sir Arthur Conan Doyle killed him off, people were so upset that they made him bring him back to life, and he had to figure out a way how to do that, because it's not easy, because the dead stay dead. Earlier this week, as I was preparing for this, I was looking on YouTube, and it's not hard to find. There's a lot of really funny pranks that people do in funeral homes. And it's all centered around this fact that the dead stay dead. And the best pranks are those where there's an actual living person in a casket, and somehow they jump out of the casket and surprise who's ever there. It would scare the tar out of me. If you're at a casket and all of a sudden that person who's dead is talking to you, or their eyes open, or something like that. And it's because of this fact that the dead stay dead. Now in our Corinthians reading, Paul kind of imagines what life would be like if this were fully and truly the case. And he postulates this idea that, well, if the dead are never raised to life, and if that includes Jesus Christ as well, whom we call crucified, who we're marching towards Easter to celebrate that very thing, that Christ was raised from the dead, if these things don't happen and the dead do in fact stay dead, then all of us who call ourselves Christian, our faith is useless. There's no point to it whatsoever. We'd still be living in our sins. And those people who died after putting their faith in him, they're completely lost. They will be like nature says. The dead will stay dead. Paul goes on to say, if our hope in Christ is good only for this life, we who have put our faith in Christ, we're worse off than anyone else. Other translations say, we are most to be pitied. In our gospel reading, this idea that the dead stay dead is at the very forefront of it. This is in the minds of all people. Martha and her sister Mary have told Jesus, look, our brother Lazarus, whom you love, is sick and not well. And the assumption is that they tell Jesus this on the hope that he's going to come and heal Lazarus before he dies. But Jesus purposely waits a couple days, allowing Lazarus to die. And when he comes there, Martha comes out to meet him, to meet Jesus. And when she comes to Jesus, she says those painful words, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I believe that that God still listens to you. This event doesn't shake her faith in Jesus Christ. She has a trust that Christ could have done something had he chosen to. But for some reason, Jesus didn't choose to do something. And so then Christ looks at Martha and he gives her a word of promise. And he says to her, listen, your brother will rise again. And to this, Martha again expresses beautiful words of faith and trust in Christ, but there's something missing from it, that she has a hope in Jesus. But her hope is not attached to any promise. Her hope doesn't have anything that she can latch it on to connect it to give it substance, to give it meaning, to give it depth. Jesus says, your brother will rise again. And she says, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. But she doesn't know much more than that. She doesn't know anything about that. And even there, her hope is that, well, Lazarus was a good enough guy to earn God's favor to be raised again. Then Jesus gives her those words. And he says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Now, on this side of Easter, for us that know the end of the story, we can see what's going on here, and we have an idea of what's going to happen. But for Martha, she's still living in a world where the dead stay dead. There's no way of escape. And Christ's words, though they're powerful, and she gives a testimony to them, and she says, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God. You are the Christ. You are the Messiah, the one who is to come. Though she says this, there's still nothing there to put the substance with the promise. And this is played out later on when Jesus goes to the tomb and he tells Martha, well, let's roll the stone away. Open up this tomb. I want to see Lazarus. And to this, Martha, whose brother now has been dead for 4 days, says, Lord, we shouldn't do this. There's going to be an odor. It's too much for me to take. It's too much for Mary to take. It's too much for the rest of all the mourners here to take. We can't do this. He is dead. And at that point, Jesus says, no, roll it away. And then he calls out in that loud voice. He calls to the name of one of his sheep. And we heard this last week, that the sheep know the name of the shepherd. And Jesus cries out, Lazarus, come out. And he does. And he does. And all of a sudden, there is substance to the promise that Christ has given. There is meat to what he has said. When he says, I am the resurrection, he backs it up. He gives it proof. He gives it something to hold on to. Jesus is the resurrection. He is the full embodiment of the hope that he gives to Martha. And because he himself dies, and he dies for our sins, and then defeats death, he becomes the embodiment of that promise for you and I. All of a sudden, the world has changed. The dead no longer stay dead. That is true for you and I too, because there is a day coming in some future, who knows how long, how far away it is, where the Lord will once again call forth the name of his sheep. And the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And you and I who have faith in Christ, will rise again. This is the hope we rest in. And it's a hope that a lot of Christians don't understand. A lot of us believe that when we die, we just go to heaven and our spirit is released from this body and doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. We just live in heaven with the Lord forever and eternity, spirit to spirit. Half true. That's half true. Because death is a violent tearing and a destruction between the body and the spirit, something that God made to be like this. And at the resurrection, body and spirit are joined again and made whole. That is the hope that we have with Christ. So if the dead won't be raised to life, Christ wasn't raised to life. Unless Christ was raised to life, your faith is useless and you are still living in your sins. And those people who died after putting their faith in Him are completely lost. If our hope in Christ is good only for this life, we are worse off than anyone else. But Christ has been raised to life. And He makes us certain that others will also be raised to life. Just as we will die because of Adam, we will be raised to life because of Christ. Adam brought death to all of us. Christ will bring life to all of us. Let us pray. Gracious, merciful Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for this testimony and this prefiguration of Your resurrection that You've given to us in Lazarus and Martha and Mary. We thank You that You have given not only the promise, but You have given that promise meat, and You have given it substance. You have proved it through Your word and the testimony of the resurrection of Lazarus, but more importantly, in the resurrection of Christ. Give us hope, O Lord, for the future, to know that for those who are in Yours in faith, the dead will not stay dead. We pray this in Your name. Amen.